Hi there, Dalton. Thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of how the service works, what's included, answer any questions that you have, and then also, because it is a young company, she wanted me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, it is. Well, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself. Are you familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page below the paid ads?
Yep, that's usually where I make my phone calls off of Google.
That's exactly right. And that's, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. We get on our smartphone or maybe our computer. We type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire someone off of that local map or that PAC result just below the sponsored paid ads. And that's the position that we're talking about here. For you, I mean, especially, you know, being that it's a younger company, that's pretty powerful because people will not need to already know the name of your company. In fact, they're going on Google because they don't know who to call. So they're just typing in keywords related to the services that you provide. It would be our job to make sure that your business is one of the options that people see. Of course, you use Google, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone's in the area looking for, you know, the services that you provide. And of course, not everyone will ultimately decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think that's a good thing because you're not going to get a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're looking for estimates. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have seen your website. So they're making that conscious, informed choice to reach out to you directly and specifically. And usually by the time they start dialing your number, it is because they're hoping you're available to do the job and pretty much already thinking if your price is fair, they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be a flat rate, and we do offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Of course, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there would even be a social media campaign. There'd be paid Facebook ads. All of it, of course, directing traffic to your existing website. Now, because you are a younger company, you certainly do qualify for reduced pricing. Now, that reduced rate, Dalton, that new in business rate, while it is kind of like a promotional rate for a young company, it's not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it's a fixed flat rate that would never go up. It's kind of more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger businesses, because our success comes from the success of our clients. I'm actually keeping you on board long term. It is month to month, though. There's no long term contract. The reduced rate actually drops it down by a little bit more than 50%, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And the $299 would be the exact amount. It's all inclusive, even with the social media and the paid Facebook ads. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get you right where people are making that buying decision, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I think we could do that.
It is month to month, so you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll always be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search, etc. Now, are you doing residential and commercial work, or is it mostly residential?
Mainly residential. I do a few things for commercial people that I've just happened to know. Most of my work is residential right now.
And you're not really looking to change that. You don't want to, like, aggressively pursue commercial business, right?
Not particularly. The percentages on profits is not there.
You know, I hear that a lot. And the reason that I ask is we are going to do very targeted marketing. So we're going to make sure throughout your service area, and we don't just draw a big circle around you, we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you. And of course, in this case, we'll just really be focusing on the residential clients. Now, I did see an address for your business. Well, at least it's on the Angie Leads profile that Tara attached here. The 1890 Paul Street, though, I mean, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer and no one comes to you. So there's not like a physical address. Is that your residence?
Yes, that's the LLC's address. So it's my home address.
Gotcha. And then is that where you were PIN verified? Did Google like mail a PIN card out to you?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. We just need to have that on file in case we need to confirm anything. But we will use the existing Google listing that you already have. And then, of course, our job is to create the content to move it onto that first page. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on is not the one on the website, though, right?
No, so my website is through Houzz. So they have like a tracking phone number. So it calls that number so that way they can track who's calling off of the website.
Got it. The 231-525-5988. But your Google listing has the number that we're speaking on. So it's okay for us to promote this number. And if they click on the website.
Yeah, I would prefer to keep those separate. So that way I know who's coming through Houzz, who's coming through Google.
Yep. Perfect. And then Dalton, Tara never did get your last name.
Tate.
Oh, just like the business. I never do want to assume, but it always does make sense when someone tells me. But I've talked to, you know, like Bob's Plumbing, and I'm like, are you Bob? He's like, no, I'm Roger. I'm like, oh, okay. So I never do want to assume. And then the email address, though, off of the website, is it DaltonHate01@gmail.com? Is that a good email address for you then?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. I mean, one, we are going to schedule a follow-up call. We're going to have one of our technicians kind of do a little bit of a deeper dive into the information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure that we know any mission statement or motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. Of course, talk to you in depth about all the services you want to provide and where you want to provide those services. I'd be scheduling that follow-up call. The other thing that I'd be doing, and it's required of us because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay. Give me just a quick second here, then, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Dalton. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Tate & Sons.
Perfect. That's how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Dalton Haight, an owner.
Okay. And Mr. Haight, as the owner of Haight & Sons, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Dalton, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Dalton, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. So phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers, Dalton, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that moving forward, you continue to let us know of anything new, any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, first of all the content that we'll create for your business, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, it's our job to make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you will let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
So just to clarify, I currently use Houzz and create some video content and create my own content.
Right.
So I can let you guys know every time I do that.
No. Just anything that you don't already have that you aren't already doing, let me just put it this way. We're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that everything is accurate. I mean, we want it to be the same phone number, the same business name. Of course, there's no address listed for your business. So if anything new comes along, I mean, not something that you're already doing, but something different, something that might not have the same information, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that everything's accurate.
Okay,
perfect. And then because it is a month-to-month service, because we've reduced the cost of the service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee. I'm actually waiving the $99 setup fee. So it will be charged today's date, the 12th of April, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means, of course, it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month to month, completely at will, no contract. Of course, Dalton, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can even pause the service. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Dalton, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Haight, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Dalton, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
I think it's the MasterCard.
Okay. On that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Any middle initial or simply first and last name for you?
Just as first and last, and then Hayden Sons LLC.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard. If it is a MasterCard, it should start with a 5. All MasterCards do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 5347407170. 3658.
The expiration month and year?
3 of 29.
3 of 2029, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
406.
406. I got 406 on the back, March or 03 of 2029 for the expiration date. Dalton, was the card itself 53, 47, 40, 71, 70, 19, 36, 58?
Yep.
Does that bill at the 1890 Paul Street in Muskegon, 49445?
Yep.
Okay, so in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, I'll pass it to my wife here. Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Dalton, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that day or the following business day if they get the email after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Haight, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is, in fact, provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message, and when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, it looks like this afternoon there is a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock available. Would any of those times work out for you for that follow-up call?
I can either do the 4 or the 6. How long does the call take?
Takes about a half an hour. Gets you pretty close to the very beginning part of that hour. Gets you off the phone about a half hour after that.
Okay. Yeah, I can do the 4 o'clock. I just have a 4:30 that I have to be at.
Okay. Just in case it goes a little over, I wouldn't want it to be pressed. They can be aware of it and make sure they kind of expedite it. And if they know that, you know, they have to get off by 4:30, they could do that. But does the 6 o'clock work better for you? I mean, does that give you a little bit more
flexibility? Yeah, we could do this.
Flexibility?
We could do this.
Okay. All right. So we'll schedule it then from 6 o'clock. Because it might get to you like a couple of minutes after the top of the hour, and then certainly, you know, there is a one-hour window for a good reason. Sometimes people ask a lot of questions, and sometimes it takes a little bit more than that 30 minutes. We'll schedule it from 6 until 7 in this case. Like I said, though, it will get to you pretty close to 6 o'clock. That one-hour window, though, is usually, you know, plenty of time. It takes out normally about 25, 30, 35 minutes. It depends. If I am in between phone calls, I'll be on the beginning part of that call, just in the beginning, like I said, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I may already be on another call, in which case, of course, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. In case I'm not on that call, or even if I am, I did want to add a little bit of added protection here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Haight & Sons, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for your security question, but it's really for your protection, because as your online presence increases, as you are on that first page, of course you're going to get calls from potential customers. You may, though, also get phone calls even from people claiming to be either Google or Local Splash. Now, if they cannot tell you my name, which is Paul Gordon, if they cannot tell you both the question and the answer within like 15 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. The voice verification has already been attached to your account, and it is for your protection, and it's very clear. It states that it bills once a month for exactly that $299 on the 12th of the month. So, again, we just want to make sure, because you'll get phone calls. I mean, we know that. We've been doing this for 20 years. And we've been doing this for 20 years. We know that some of our clients are either going to call you to badmouth us or to pretend that they are us. But, again, if they don't know my name, if they don't know the question and answer, you know, just let them go. Save yourself the headache and hassle. If you've got any questions after, though, please call our toll-free number. Extension 1 for client support would help you out. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. I got to type it in twice. Yep. All right, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
We got the invoice, the email, and the text message. So thank you for choosing Locust Flash, and we sent a copy of your email to...
Perfect.
Robert.
Yeah. So that's the one. Invoice is located below. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay. That's what we want you to do is click on the click here. It's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah. Well, I just clicked through it really quick, and now it's got me the username and password.
Perfect. You can stop right there. Your welcome email should be piggybacked. You should get that in another minute. Let me refresh. Our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so they do sometimes get separated out. Yep, our system caught up. You got two emails. One you can disregard completely. It's action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's just an automated email that goes out to everyone. You are, of course, already PIN verified. The other one is your welcome email. That does have a couple of things on there in addition to the phone number and website or email. I think that's on every email that we send out. But your welcome email has your username and your password. If you try to log in now, though, it's probably going to give you an error message telling you that we're working on getting everything set up. I would probably wait until maybe even Monday. But it is already sent out to you. It looks like your username is your phone number, right?
The phone number. Yep.
Yeah. Area code's included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your password is SEO reviews, all lowercase, no space. You can change that, by the way. You can't change your username, but you can change your password once you log into your account. Like I said, you probably won't actually be able to get into your client dashboard for the next couple of days. We do need to do your client interview first, certainly. That is at the end of the day, so again, maybe wait till Monday, Tuesday, something like that before you try to log in. You will get updates, though, when everything's active. You're all set and squared away on my end. You will, at 5 o'clock, get a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 6, and I'm sending you now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. It's going to your email inbox. It's going to say Local Splash, CIENG, and it has your username, your name, and then your actual phone number. Other than that, wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Really excited to get that website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Pleasure speaking with you. We'll be calling you back around 6 o'clock tonight. I hope I'm in between phone calls to be on the beginning part of that call. If I'm not, you have a great rest of the day, and you enjoy the weekend, too.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Dalton. Take care. Bye now.
Goodbye.